Thursday night, And I'm Jake, and with me as always is Xenophobe, and with me not as always is Hot Stuff, who's back in town.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, it's Xenophobe.
The boys are back in town, and by the boys I mean Hot Stuff. He has like several boys. Speaking of which, Arcone says I don't spell it boy B O I, but I know people that do, and it definitely doesn't. I forgot to clear out the radio bugbear messages from the last show, and I have no idea where we actually got to. I finally saw a question that I think I remember reading. But anyway, does anybody have any exciting stories about anything that's happened to them since the last time they were on the radio?
I went to the Grand Canyon that ended up not going to the Grand Canyon because it got snowed in.
Really? The entire Grand Canyon was filled with snow?
Yeah. That's a lot of snow.
But the road to the Grand Canyon from Flagstaff was pretty treacherous. So we'd ended up going to Sedona instead.
I see.
I shoveled enough snow to fill the Grand Canyon.
Really?
We live in a snowy climate.
I was nearly trapped in Denver for many days. But lucky timing on my travel prevented actual trapping, per se.
Had you ever been to Sedona before?
No, it was my first time.
How did you feel about it?
It was very much the same color everywhere.
Yeah. Very red.
Yeah.
Very consistently red.
That kind of freaked me out, but other than that...
You can see the painted desert from Sedona, which is pretty.
Really? Do they have Gila monsters?
Yes.
I like Gila monsters. They're monsters.
Do you like Komodo dragons? Because they're dragons?
Yeah. I like, I can't think of anything else that I like. Oh, Katri says, right-clicking on blue message text which you've received from another player and selecting the message or who is options from the menu will message or who is the player null instead of the person you're talking with. Why is this?
It's probably some weird bug in JavaScript that I haven't bothered fixing. I would imagine.
Let's see.
Wasn't there something about the menu scrolling up while you had the menu up or something that was causing that before?
I don't remember.
That might have been it. Click faster is clearly the answer.
Yeah, click faster. Naked Jew said, Mary Scary Crimboween, ye old asymmetric staff. I don't know. We must have just not gotten through very many questions at all. I don't think we even got up to the questions that were actually sent in that day.
Yeah.
On the Christmas show.
What were we talking about? I don't remember.
I
think it was pancakes.
We're screwing around. Yeah, we were talking about pancakes a lot. Reverend Rulison says, Dear Jake, how do you type on Boxing Day? I typed pretty well on Boxing Day. Queen Bailey says, Is there a way to block all people from sending you items without putting anyone on your ignore list? If not, would it be possible to do this?
Back in the day, I remember that I used to want to make it such that you could toggle... the ability to make or block all messages from people except for the ones on your contact
list.
People
on your friends list, yeah.
Yeah. I think the solution to that is to go hardcore or Ronin, or be in Ronin all the time.
Yeah. Lieutenant Trachea says, there were Crimboween trick-or-treats earlier, now they're just normal Halloween. What gives? Yeah, I wasn't quite ready for that to roll out, and it took me a little while to fix it. But yeah, the Crimbo stuff wasn't supposed to be there on this Halloween, because that stuff was leading up to Crimbo. The Hallway Circus crew says, on my main account, I ascended as Oxycore, and now it says I have no permanent skills, when in fact I have two. Is it because of Oxycore? Well, if this is the first time you've gone hardcore,
then you don't have access to
your softcore permanent skills won't show up.
Yeah.
Swords Dancer says, any hints at all on anything major happening during January? Well, there's going to be the mystery hunt. That's pretty major.
I'm going to play a lot of World of Warcraft.
just continue to play a lot of...
I hit 58 and today. In the last time we were talking about it now.
I hit 58 people in the face because they wouldn't stop talking about World of Warcraft.
Oh, you love it.
You want to make it 59? I'd be scared to hit you in the face.
Yeah. I'd hit you back.
Yep. And the one time you hit me, it really hurt. I forget what it was that I was doing. I was singing some song, and I don't remember. I don't remember what the song was.
Yeah, brain, so I'm not gonna.
It was cry some more nub lol, cry some more nub lol, cry some more nub lol, raffle and foul.
Thanks a lot for that.
No, I know. All right, not gonna do it again because I don't want to get hit. But yeah, that cry some more nub lol. Right at the bell.
Jingle rock, bell rock, jingle rock, bell.
That was such a great song. Played that for Hot Stuff today. Oh, boy. Frank and Bean says, what source control system do you folks use? E.g. Subversion, CVS, Perforce?
None of the above.
What is it, some ridiculous ad hoc CVS is what...
More like yelling across the room, hey, get out of this file.
Are you editing Fight right now?
Yeah.
We use Vim swap files to tell whether somebody's editing a file or not.
It works very well, apparently.
Yeah, no, it actually does, except for every once in a while we'll accidentally leave a file open on a terminal session and you know, not be in the building anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just seems like we're really, really working on one of the files. But
since there are only two people who are ever editing code, it's okay.
Yeah. Lical Correa says, speaking of the friends list, you should be able to draw from that list in the proposed trade menu the same way you can in the send message menu. I can see that. AZP2K32 says, if somebody donates a large amount of money, say $5,000 or more, would you take a picture of yourself in an outfit of their choice in real life and send it to them? As long as my junk wasn't showing.
At what point does it change from modeling to prostitution?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a very thin line.
I mean, I don't really care. I just don't, I don't want my junk hanging out because, you know, my junk is very photosensitive.
Is that why you keep it in your trunk most of the time?
Tiny Plastic Ananias says, so I was dragged off to the middle of nowhere to some place I didn't even want to be for a holiday I don't even celebrate to be with a bunch of people I don't even like, and I had to watch them all give each other gifts and sing annoying songs and blah. Oh, come on. Where's your Christmas spirit? Hogula says, you're entitled to the Duke of Disco trophy for achieving level 30 as a disco bandit. All that work and I don't even get a period? Just wait. You'll get your boobs and then a couple of years.
Are you late?
After that, you might be
pregnant, so I go punch yourself repeatedly in the stomach until you're not anymore.
You can also fall down the stairs.
Yeah. Might have to do that more than once, though. Doesn't always work the first time.
What, falling down the stairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I fall down the stairs all the time, and I have not yet had a child.
Yeah, me too. Walla Walla 23 says, can someone explain Discordianism to me? I looked it up on Wikipedia, but it just blasted me with big words. I think Hot Stuff knows.
What, Discordianism?
Yeah.
I don't really know, like, a definition for it, right? Is it...
Basic, I would say that the one-word definition would be silly.
Yeah.
And I think that pretty much sums it up.
I mean, it's all Illuminatus-ness, isn't it?
Illuminatus-ness.
It's all like,
no, it's pretty much just
Hail Eris-esque. It's, you know, about that apple that says Callista, Flockhart, did not eat me because she's anorexic. I don't know.
It's a modern chaos-based religion founded in either 1958 or 1959.
The Deversionizer says, all I know is that James Brown had best come back as a zombie, because I don't know if I want to live in a world with no James Brown.
I don't think he would rock quite as hard as a zombie. He'd be kind of slow and old.
Yeah. I feel brains. Na 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 na.
Brains.
A Naked Jew says, Jick's mom is so good at bowling because I taught her all about bawling. Alphonse says, I got a Wii today and I tried to play KOL on it and it was so hard to click everything. Damn Nintendo and their big bar at the bottom.
Yeah, I can't imagine really wanting to play KOL on the Nintendo Wii. Not until they get a keyboard, anyway.
Yeah, you can zoom in on web pages, which is kind of annoying, but works. It makes it easier to click on stuff. Oh, Hallway Circus Crew says, did you hear about the player AI45 trying to hack KOL? Rufflemafow. He forgot the cry some more nub lol times three.
I hadn't heard of that.
No, I hadn't.
I imagine it wasn't that important.
Maybe it's that guy on YouTube.
That's really funny.
Fred Levi says, hey, Jake, did you buy any virtual console games? My sister purchased me 2,000 points, and I bought SimCity and Gunstar Heroes. I regret SimCity, but totally love Gunstar Heroes.
I haven't really bought any.
Yeah, I have not. I've not actually put any money into that at all. Then Fred Levi and M. Timhoff both say apparently there's this video where you can use two candles in place of the sensor bar. M. Timhoff says, which would probably be more useful if there were any romantic games around. I mean, you know, baseball game is kind of romantic.
Do you think that the bar on top of the TV is just a purely an infrared emitter and it doesn't really matter?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that that's exactly what it is. I think that the bar on top just sends out an IR signal, and the remote receives them, and so then knows where it is.
Huh. So it's just sort of like a reference point then.
Yeah, I believe so.
Interesting.
Although I don't understand.
Like okay, but I understand how that would work. But then what receives the information from the remote? Like,
I think it's just a wireless connection to the, because it can't be. You can get information from the remote even when you've not got it pointed at the screen.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You know, I think it's just using RF to send, you know, all
that's
the data from the data from the accelerometers and stuff. So it's
I guess that's easier.
You know, if that's true,
GPS
if that's
signals.
True, then that wire leading to the sensor bar is only to provide it power.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, like Tycho had this problem to begin with that he posted about, which was that he uses a rear projection TV, and all of his consoles are in the back of the room, right? And so the cord wasn't long enough for him to actually get the sensor bar over to the screen, so he had to like finagle something all fucked up.
Huh.
And if it was just power, then you could probably just
plug it into the wall somewhere.
You could plug it into the wall, or you could make that cord as long as you wanted by just cutting it and splicing in some speaker wire or something, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
or you
I mean,
could take
not,
a
not that I would.
You could take a voltmeter to it and figure out what.
Yeah, figure out what the voltage is to hook up a battery.
Yeah.
To it.
Huh.
Or you could use two candles.
That's true. You could use two candles. Follow my nose. It always knows. Oh, wait, that wasn't Toucan Dulles. It was Toucan Sam. His brother was named Dulles. I think he was from Dulles.
Dullwood, Indiana.
Vlad Stankslap says, I enjoyed the Crembo content. You guys do good work. Well, you do good work too, Vlad Slam Scrap. Fred Levi says, hey, Jake Under, Mr. Skullhead, with a special guest appearance by Riff. Would you exchange Wii codes with your fans? Exchange with me? It'd be neat, I guess. I don't know my Wii code.
Me either.
I haven't exchanged my Wii code even with Mr. Skullhead. I haven't actually been able to use my Wii on account of these douchebags who are putting tile in my house to replace the cat pee sponge that used to be what I walked on. They, got the estimate, you know, paid them. It was like, all right, we'll be there on Tuesday, and it's a one-day job, and we'll finish it. So they came on Tuesday, and pretty much all they did was tear the carpet out. Then they came the next day and worked the entire day, but, you know, got about a quarter of the way done putting the actual tile down. Showed up again today, so I keep getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep in between when I go to bed and when they show up and ring the doorbell in the morning. Showed up today and got, you know, another third of the work done, so I have no fucking idea how long I'm going to be completely without the use of my living room, kitchen, hallway combo.
You have a living room, kitchen, hallway?
Yes.
That's bizarre.
I know. There used to be a bathroom, too, but kept mistaking the toilet for the stove.
That explains some of your meals.
Yeah. The cheeseburger dog. Yes, yeah, with whole Colonel Corn. Colonel Corn was my least favorite character on Clue.
Is that why you kill them in the library?
Yeah.
Was he, like, just colored completely brown?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Elroy Jetson says, my first Crimbo was totally awesome. Good.
His boy, Elroy.
And Naked Juice says, speaking of tropical things, I'm currently enjoying some tasty pineapple soda. Do you like pineapple soda? I don't know that I've ever had pineapple soda.
Doesn't sound very good.
Simon M77 says, Dragon Warrior is the American Dragon Quest. It's fucking sweet. But they sort of didn't ever port anything except that first one, did they? I mean, I know there was a Dragon Warrior 2. I remember seeing, like, the ROM, but I never was aware of the game.
It seems like they had 1 through 4.
Really?
For the NES or something like that. Because I remember seeing the fourth one in Nintendo Power.
Huh. Well, I didn't ever...
I don't remember anything Dragon about it, boring. But...
You know. It sucks that it was boring. Although it had some... I guess that was really the first, like, console RPG I ever played.
Besides, you didn't play Zelda before that?
Unless you count... Well, Zelda's not really an RPG. Unless you count Stellar Track for the Atari, which is... It was this game my dad had for the Atari, which was a... It was basically a port of that old mainframe Star Trek game, but for the Atari 2600. It was very text-heavy. Hmm. It was interesting. Jello Biafra says, will the Crimboween memos do anything at all? They will sit in your inventory being cool. Chalk says, incidentally, the Grease Monkey script for hiding the familiar images doesn't actually stop you from loading the image. It just sets the height to 0px. You still load it. You know what? If it bothers you that much, then...
Why do people not want the familiar image?
Because change is bad.
Some people got pissed off and they were like, "Oh, please give us an option to turn this off." We should give them an option to turn off all familiar notifications, image and text.
There's a quit option in your browser, right? That would work.
Yeah. Could write a Grease Monkey script to not log you into KOL.
Sir Ulster says, don't you think the Lucky Crimbo Tiki necklace is a little overpowered? No.
I don't even know what it does.
Kaylee says, all my friends have been making lots of jokes that when people might misinterpret Wii as not a game system. Tommy, stop being so loud while playing with your Wii. But Tommy only plays pinball.
And the pocket pool.
He plays a mean pinball. Ex-academic says, Jick and Mr. S, diamonds are the hardest metal. Discuss. Is that one of those 4chan memes?
I don't know. I think it is.
I think it's like, is it 4chan that has the list of memes they created, which is basically like just a list of 10,000 nonsense phrases that no one has ever seen?
Probably.
Is that where Epic Fail Guy came from?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I think that's where diamonds are the hardest metal came from. Dompierre 73 says, I am an aristocrat of the nice blah. Didn't actually say that. When Googly Eyes and Felt began dropping in the game, I thought for sure we'd be able to make toys with them again this year. Is there a plan for them in future content? There might be. Glizbnude 1 says, you should make it so you have to manually check the save in outbox option every time you send a K-mail, so that way it's only saved if you have a reason to save it. People would complain about that, though, like they complained about it when it was like that to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, we would just get hundreds of requests to put it back the way that it is now. Oh, excuse me. I had a great big meal and had a couple of big beers.
You're still feeling it?
Yeah, my stomach is very full. Istanbul says, I have an idea that will save some time right now. How about not saving any message to the outbox that has no text? When would you ever send K-mails that don't have any text?
Whenever you're sending items.
Yeah, but it contains text. I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, it would not a trigger if there was no message text.
I feel like people would just as much want, in certain circumstances, a record of having sent items to people in K-mail, you know?
I also use it to change settings. Sending a blank K-mail to myself.
Use it to change settings.
Well, you know how it's like when it defaults to save to...
Oh.
To your inbox or whatever.
You don't want to wait until the next time you actually send a message to shut it off.
Correct.
I see. Lightning just says, do you have any plans on making a stuffed barnacle? Totally random. And then does the little anime eyes going back and forth. Or Kirby dancing. I can never tell which is which.
Kirby dancing has the parentheses around it.
Oh, I see. Which one is like boobs?
No.
It's when it's like Kirby dancing, but with only one arm that is a nipple. And there's two of them. Deadly Dusk says, hi guys, just wondering, the toy ray gun is listed as a one-handed item, however, I'm unable to use it with the double fist skill. Was this done on purpose?
Yeah.
Doesn't it have a, you can only equip one?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So that's on purpose.
Fred Levi says, you should be able to paste skirts and kilts together to get skilts. Yay, that's great, another thing that would make us have to make another copy of every pants item that's ever smithable.
Didn't we declare that skilt was just not a word?
Oh, right, because of that trophy. Thorlov says, hey, could you make it to where you can write stuff on toilet paper when you TP someone's house?
Yeah.
You can't write stuff on toilet paper.
You ever try?
It's not easy.
I mean, sometimes I make, like, little Rorschach tests. yeah. And Naked You said on Christmas, hey, Jake, please upload tonight's show promptly. Oh, I did. Dan Bob says, you mentioned being stuck in the beginning of Twilight Princess. Was it trying to get that damn cat to go home? No, though that pissed me off, too. And that you have to catch two fish to get the cat to go home instead of catching one fish.
See, the thing is that whenever you catch the first fish, he follows you around.
I was basically standing on top of him when I caught the fish, and so I just didn't notice it. But I'm not sure I would have. The thing that pissed me off, the thing that got me stuck in the beginning of Twilight Princess was... when you go and you have to herd the goats, right?
Yeah.
You walk up to the guy, and he's like, what the hell are you doing? Come back here on your horse. And then when you go back on your horse and talk to him, you go back on your horse, you ride up to him, and he runs away because he doesn't want to get trampled, right? You get off the horse and talk to him. He doesn't say, get on your horse and herd these goats. He says, I'm sorry, I'm making you herd all these goats, but it just really needs to be done. But you can't herd the goddamn goats. You can't herd the goats until you walk up to him very slowly on the horse and start the minigame.
Huh.
And it tells you then that the minigame has been started and that you can actually herd the goats. But we spent, between me and my wife, like about an hour trying to figure out how to get the goddamn goats to go into the goddamn barn when they wouldn't.
Huh.
That not only is in the beginning when the goats are just kind of responding and they're not actually part of the herding minigame, they'll run away from you. But it's almost impossible to actually get them to go in a specific direction. And the barn, though you can go into it, the goats just treat it as a wall.
Hmm.
And I had to consult a walkthrough. I had to consult a walkthrough to get through the tutorial.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only person that happened to. You know, maybe everybody else, when the guy ran off, they were like, oh, I need to approach him more slowly on the horse.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. See, and I was just like, oh, okay, I guess you can't talk to people while you're on the horse. That kind of makes sense.
You can't talk to people while you're horse.
That's true. Unless you have some peanut butter on your upper lip.
That's true.
Of course. That one, the one sort of first, like, horseback combat you have to do, where that was fucking fun.
Yeah. It's like, this is really cool.
Yeah. No, it was difficult. But
oh, yeah. Like, the one where you have to duel that guy on the...
Yeah, the jousting thing.
I failed that many times before.
I actually beat it on the first try. I got killed on the other one, where you're actually getting there, where you gotta, like, chase the one guy, and the other three guys are attacking you. Oh, man.
See, I didn't have any problems.
The game is fun.
How much content do you think is there in the game in terms of hours of gameplay?
I haven't played.
I don't know. I mean, I'm about 9 hours into it, I think, and I'm not. I believe that it's the same sort of structure as Link to the Past, where you've got like three dungeons to beat, and then that unlocks the six dungeons you have to beat. You know, kind of thing. And 9 hours in, I'm through two of what I believe are nine dungeons.
I start playing and then I'm in the fire dungeon, the one after the Gorons, and I just keep falling into the goddamn lava because it's hard to control Link, finely enough with the stick only in one hand.
I think that's the second dungeon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I beat that one and I got to the frozen lake thing, and there's some weird stuff that I'm not entirely sure. I'm at the third section of where you got to collect the tears from the little bugs as a wolf.
The waffle.
It does sound like you're talking complete nonsense.
Yeah.
Because I've not even seen this game yet.
Yeah, no. Red Mage 13 says, on October 8th, the Yuletide Troll should drop different sheet music, such as All I Want for Crimbo is a Fate Not Worse Than Death. There was supposed to be a Lovecraft reference in the previous message, but I've been up since 1 in the morning. Vash Orion says, is or is not the Encyclopedia article right? If Jit can delete pants, he is truly a god among men. Then props to the orange and black flavored candies. Yeah, no.
Didn't we already have Bit of Honey in the game?
Yeah, we had Bit of Honey, but not those fucked up peanut butter things from Helen.
I thought those were Bit of Honey.
No, they're some kind of peanut butter thing.
Weird. I hate those things.
Bit of Honey is like a little rectangle.
Oh, right.
And it says Bit of Honey on it, and it tastes like honey. And it's delicious, in spite of what... Was it Scully? And maybe Riff doesn't like them either.
Yeah, the orange and black ones are the ones I like.
Yeah, the orange and black ones are gross. They're just kind of bricks that smell like peanut butter. Like, they're not good at all. Slow Mo Shin says, are there any plans to make the Time Slayer tradable item? No. The Devirginizer says, I was at my local beer shop the other day and thought of KOL when I saw Great Divide Brewing Company's Yeti Imperial Stout. I'm drinking one right now. It's damned good. Thanks for breaking my brain, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for breaking my brain. Nico says, Alliance or Horde?
I am in favor of Alliance.
Both.
Hot stuff is a Horde.
Yeah, I'm primarily Horde.
My only 60 is an orc.
I just don't like the Barons at all. It just irritates me. If I could get past the Barons, then I think I'd like Horde more.
Huh. That's interesting that's your barrier.
It is really awful.
There's just the amount of running back and forth.
Say that, but it's actually one of the most efficient areas to adventure because you can pick up a ton of stuff, run around, do a lot of stuff all at once, turn it in, pick up a bunch more stuff, run around.
I guess if you know that. I mean, I didn't, and it was like, I took to, like, constantly. See, also, when I played... There wasn't, when I was leveling through the Barons, there was not a flight path to Ratchet or Camp Taraho.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put in the flight path to Camp Taraho when my main character was like level,
okay. Well, that
level 18 or 20. And so, yeah, it's just like, fuck you, this entire zone. Yeah. Like, it really would have just put me off to the point where I didn't want to play anymore, probably.
Yeah. See, with the Alliance, I mean, right before level 40 is kind of sparse, but everywhere else there's just tons of quests. Yeah.
Well, you say that, but they're also, a lot of them are really dumb quests. Like, that's the problem I have with Alliance is it just seems like there's a lot of, like, touchy-feely quests that sort of, like, have you running around to, like, help prevent hurting people's feelings and stuff. And I'm like, I just don't care.
I gotta say, yeah, I mean, it's neater, you know, rather than going and, like, you know, oh, you gotta fuck with these guys that poison my dog, you know, playing that as Horde where, oh, you gotta go poison this guy's dog so it'll turn into a monster and kill him. That's just more fun.
Yeah, I appreciate the narrative justification for everything on the Horde. I just don't like the Barons.
Yeah, and I agree that, you know, the Barons... It could have been the exact same stuff to do in three zones that didn't all look alike.
Hmm.
You know, and I appreciate that it's large, but why does it have to be three times as large as every other area?
Why does it have to be three flight points in one zone?
Yeah, like the map is scaled differently than every other map in the game when you look at it, and that's the only place that's like that as far as I know. And it's just, I don't know, man, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Plus, there's more people playing on the Alliance side, so there's more opportunity to make money. I started a Horde character on my new server, and the auction house was just barren. There was, like, less than 50 pages.
Huh.
So, of course, that may be different now with the war efforts going on my server, but...
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I remember reading something about the way that the war effort was structured, and it was, like... They were talking about what a just brilliant design... It was in terms of putting in new servers, not so much in terms of what was already there, you know, like putting it in on existing servers, but just, you know, guaranteeing that you have a good level distribution before you open the stuff up by, you know, just requiring stuff that you can't get until a few weeks in,
right,
when people are actually high level. And I don't remember exactly what it was that they were talking about that accomplished, but that I never really thought about it that way.
I guess it kind of slows people down so that way a lot of people can get to 60 before the next set of instances that you need to run open.
Honestly, you have to be able to tackle every level 40 instance in World of Warcraft to open every Encourage level 40 instance. Cause you have to be able to get to, you have to clear Blackwing Lair in 5 hours to be able to open the gates.
Hmm.
Somebody does. Some guild. Which I think is a pretty significant achievement for a totally new server.
Yeah. I mean, on my server, people are just starting to get into Molten Core now. I mean, like, the top guild, which isn't ours, unfortunately, but the best guild on the server is just now starting to go through Molten Core.
That's such a weird concept, because you're playing with people who already know how to fight the battles. They just don't necessarily have all the gear
the
that's required.
That they need, yeah. It's like... Huh. You're like always playing. You're always playing with multis.
My guild is doing Blackrock Spire and Azul Garub right now.
I thought Blackrock Spire was 5-man.
One of them's 10-man.
Oh, okay.
I forget which if it's upper or lower, but one of them's a 5-man and one of them's a 10-man.
The upper is 10.
Unisys 80 says, would it be possible to make display case shelves closed until you click to open them? If you have a lot of stuff in there, the load time is pretty long and must be server intensive. It's really not server intensive. I mean, by the time it starts getting the data to you, it's all dumped from the database server anyway.
Yeah. And even if we did close it, it'd still have to load the
data. Yeah, the data would still have to be sent to you, even if whether it was visible or not.
Yeah.
So it's not going to actually make it any faster. Vajorian says, on this day, did Uncle Crimbo inherit the ability to control the dead? Has he become Dracula? Speaking of which, have you guys played Castlevania, Aria of Sorrow? Yeah. I don't remember which one Aria of Sorrow was, though. I think it was one of the last regular GBA ones.
I never played it.
Yeah, I played all of the Castlevanias.
Hotstuff has a question. In the radio bugbear messages, how come there are so many... So frequently there are questions with the entire text of the question repeated.
I don't know.
That's really weird.
That's the first time I've seen it on Vajorian's question.
But I've seen it in other people's questions, like two or three times.
I think a lot of it is that they hit, there's lag and they hit enter a bunch of times. Because private messages aren't subject to the repetition filter.
That would explain it. Okay. That's interesting.
O'Grady says, has the Daily Dungeon always had a Christmas Story reference? I mean, it hasn't changed. I don't remember what the Christmas Story reference is.
Well, Riff added a bunch of things.
Yeah.
He might have put one in. I don't know which one he's talking about, though.
You'll shoot your dungeon out.
Was it a Drink More Ovaltine thing? Didn't we put in something where there's a coded message about drinking more Ovaltine?
I don't remember.
Because that was a Christmas Story reference, right?
Yeah.
That was from that movie, the decoder ring thing?
Yeah.
That reminds me of this quest in World of Warcraft, where you get this book called Studies in Spirit Speaking,
yeah,
and you open it up, and it just says,
the text of the book is, ooh.
That was so good.
Glebe says, thanks for putting the normal Spirit Hobo Ascension board up yesterday. It was the best Crimbo gift ever. Well, you're welcome. We did it just for you. Istanbul says, the real issue is that none of the items the elves drop do anything without plating. So on a day of farming, I wind up with a certain number of platings and a fuck ton of other items that have no use because there aren't enough platings to turn them into anything. Well, okay. Hot stuff, maybe you understand this in a way that I don't. We set it up such that, you know, each item that you can make out of that requires one plating and four other items.
Right.
Right? So the drop rates on them were like 20% for the other items and 5% for the plating, which seems like, to me, seems to me, that would cause them to drop in the correct proportions for you to have, in general, as many as you need to make stuff.
But so then you have an item drop
factor
and item drop thing.
Well, hold on. The plating drops considerably less than what you think. You said 20%?
I thought that the drop rate on the plating was 1/4 the drop rate on all the other items.
But when you have an item familiar that doubles everything, then it becomes 1/8 of the other items.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 20% and 5%.
Yeah.
You double those, it becomes 40% and 10%. So they still drop in the same proportions. right? I mean, you can't unless you're maxing it out, unless you're getting some of the percentages to 100.
Right.
Your item drops, since they're just a percentage increase, all the drops are still going to have the same proportions.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, okay, I can see people getting unlucky, you know? Because I guess the variance in the drop rate on the low items, on the plating, is more likely to screw you than the variance on the high ones because the numbers are so much higher.
Right.
You know, I guess the odds of you ever having a plating and nothing to do with it are pretty low. But I don't know. It'd be interesting to see, you know, how many of all of those things are left over.
Yeah, maybe in aggregate it works out, but on individual player accounts it's going to be pretty variable.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe for every person who's, like, pissed off and can't find any platings, there's, you know, another person who has more platings than they can do stuff with.
Right.
Which, wow.
Well, and because platings are always used, that's the thing you're going to pay attention to more.
Yeah.
So.
Passorama says, any chance at addressing the custom avatar delays? Just too many? Too much other content? I think the main problem with custom avatars this time was too loose an enforcement of the guidelines over the course of October and November, and so just got kind of overwhelmed.
I mean, you got sick for a while, too, which sort of prevented work in any realm.
Yeah, and the October's done, and we're gonna have November, December done by tomorrow or the next day. Yeah. So the backlog was today cut from, you know, cut down to a third of what it started the day at. So and sorry, you know, this used to happen all the time. I mean, this kind of delay used to be about standard before we started really rigidly enforcing the guidelines. And it's like, you know, December, because we were so far behind, we really didn't put up with anything in December's requests, so those are just much, much easier to put together. And I'm going to continue doing that. I'm going to enforce the guidelines, which means rejecting about 95% of the submissions. I mean, people don't understand that, but literally enforcing the guidelines means rejecting probably seriously 95% of the avatar submissions. You know, and then, you know, people just don't kind of get it, and they'll resubmit the exact same thing, thinking it's going to sneak by us this time, and it's really just a soul crushing proposition. I mean, I wish that I'd never done it. But anyway, sorry to the people who've been waiting. I mean, I understand that it's frustrating and you know it's unforgivable, but you know we're working on it. Doc Trauma says you'd probably like Swedish pancakes. They're not like sponges. Are they like Swedish fish? Because Swedish fish compared to regular fish are much chewier and much sweeter.
Don't they take normal fish candy and bury it for a year or something like that?
Are you thinking like kimchi?
No, there's some sort of, I thought it was Swedish. There's some sort of dish where you, or Nordic at least, where you take a fish and you bury it in your backyard for a year, and then you dig it up and eat it.
But I thought Benjamin Franklin said that fish and visitors stink after 3 days.
That's why you bury it, so you can't smell it anymore.
I see. Yeah. Should you also bury your visitors?
A good plan. You might have to hack them.
You could come to Boston and Hot Stuff could lie to you about where Benjamin Franklin is buried. Sex Factory says, you can say ass on TV, but they censor whole. Wow. Why they got to keep Courtney Love down? Haha, get it?
Yeah.
Do you get the joke that I made about whole?
Yeah.
Oh. Taran says, I was wondering why the rollover countdown isn't appearing in my character pane. It's something that I'm used to seeing, and not having it is annoying. I don't know, maybe you downloaded a Grease Monkey script to suppress it? Every goddamn feature that we add to the game, somebody releases a Grease Monkey script to suppress it.
Honestly, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, it's you know, I'm surprised that there wasn't any, you know, suppress Crimbo event Grease Monkey script that just made it so you couldn't actually see any of the content.
It'd be kind of neat if somebody did a suppress gameplay thing that you'd log in and you just get a blank screen.
Max Vance says, I think the game needs more suppositories. Yeah, yeah. It does only have one. I Am a Rouge says, on last week's show, Zeno mentioned a fast leveling guide for World of Warcraft. I was wondering if he could say where he found that, since I always like to optimize my questing.
I'll KML you the link.
Okay. Kittywake says, your HP is never meant to go below your unbuffed muscle value, right? Well, Ravioli still applies its 25% HP to this. What part of this is a bug, if it is a bug? The 25% getting applied or the 50% not getting applied? My first message got cut off. I was going to add that the plus 50% of being a muscle class does not get applied. Oh. Okay, so there's a bug in the plus 50% you get from being a muscle class not getting applied.
That's maybe we should have changed that such that all the plus percentage things get totaled up and then applied at the end.
I don't know. It may actually work that way. I don't know for a fact. But I think they're all like stats. I think there's the additive ones, like you get from the enchantments, and then there's the multiplicative ones.
Hmm.
And the multiplicative ones go first, and then the additive ones get added.
Let me look at it.
But I think what it is I think that the calculation that prevents your HP from never going below your unbuffed muscle is in add HP, which doesn't know what class you are. So it's not, when I added the 50% HP bonus to muscle classes, I didn't change the code there. And so it's not preserving. War Junkie says, have you guys ever used the IPB2 forums? I don't even know what that is, man.
Is that some sort of relative of C-3PO or R2-D2?
Improvised pulmonary bomb, Mark II.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it makes your heart explode.
Adrian Slamshank says, why doesn't the five-finger discount enchantment affect the price of gift boxes?
Why doesn't it affect the price of eggs? No one knows. It's a mystery.
Macarona says, the Crimbo ukulele totally needs to be better. It should add plus one or two turns to buff you, cast, or something.
Ukuleles are kind of annoying.
It buffs you, cast, or something. The Stalker says, just to let you know, the party was good. The presents were supposed to be under $5, but I ended up getting a $20 bill. Good. I was worried that I wasn't going to find out how whatever party you're talking about was. I asked these guys. I've been on pins and needles all week.
You're talking about the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
Or a party of five? When you go to the Sizzler?
What? Party of five when you go to the Sizzler?
Yeah. You know, whenever you go with four other people, and you're like, party of five?
Or like Dawson's Creek when you're at Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah. Wait, Party of Five was a television show?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was one of those, like, teen or young adult dramas.
Okay. That's what we thought you were talking
about. Yeah, no, that's
no,
what
that's
like,
I've never heard of that before.
Okay,
now.
Yeah.
I just pulled the number five off the top of my head.
All right.
Wow, that's great.
Lucifer Standard says, hey, Jack, I was actually interested by your MAO talk. More neurology talk, please. Yeah, that was pretty much the extent of my ability to make stuff up about antidepressants.
Oh, MAO.
I believe all of the stuff that I said about that was true, but I'm...
I believe a lot of the stuff I say is true.
Yeah,
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
You weren't talking about the card game, Mal.
I played that back when I was in, like, junior high school. It was frustrating.
Max Vance says, I think the game needs more suppositories. Also, how do you pronounce radicality? Radicality?
That's the way I pronounce it.
Also, Max Vance, fix. The game needs more suppositories.
Oh, he's thick, yeah. Hogula says, I know you've refrained from making food or booze items of the month for obvious reasons, but how would you feel about, say, an everlasting gobstopper type item that could be eaten many times for stat and adventure gains on par with something worse than chow mains? Obviously, it'd give you some amount of fullness. Depending on its quality, it might be a tad overpowered in terms of Ronin pull economy, but if necessary, you can always just make it so the gobstopper thing can only be used X times per day whether you have the fullness for it or not. If you'd prefer an alcoholic counterpart, a fountain of eternal booze would be kind of funny. Or, for a spleen version, a halionic breeze air purifier, or putrefier, he said. That's funny, because why would you buy an air putrefier?
Like, just having an a cat box that you haven't cleaned for like a week.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I mean,
or a urine, or a cat urine soaked sponge carpet.
Isn't that kind of similar to selling more turns by giving a consumable or non-consumed consumable for donations, effectively? Maybe not. I mean,
yeah,
it's not exactly the same, but it seems like it's treading on that line.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because I was thinking, you know, like, it wasn't, like, I'd introducing something like the tiny plastic swords. Which is weird. Do people still use those? I mean, do people pull tiny plastic swords for ascension runs, or are they, they pretty much skip it at this point?
I mean, I know that they're still involved in the maximum drinking strategy, but not nearly as heavily as they used to be.
Yeah. Pussy Willow says, "Hi, Jick. I'm currently enrolled in an AP Comp Sci class, and we're learning Java, and we have to make an RPG. And my friend and I plan to base our game off KOL, because it's greater than life. Do you think you could send us the fight algorithms for the monsters? I hear it's ginormous, but we'd really appreciate it." Now, because it's really just incredibly messy, and it wouldn't be particularly useful to somebody trying to learn how to program well.
Yeah.
It's not that Xenophobe and I are bad programmers. It's that this code is just very, very old and very, very patched together.
It's kind of grown organically without much thought going into it.
And you know, it works, but it is not the kind of code that we would write if we were trying to accomplish what the fight code does now and writing the code from scratch.
We've done some cleaning up of it. Stuff is a lot.
Yeah, the familiar stuff is much nicer. It's the way that I would write it now if I were writing it now, because I did rewrite it all. Mm-hmm. You know, and there'll be more stuff that's like that. I mean, that more and more, you know, sections of our code gets better and better.
It's more, think of a giant long piece of code that's almost 100% exception cases. That's pretty much the fight code. It's like trying to read NetHack source, basically, only with less C. Though I guess if you're a Java programmer, you might appreciate that sort of thing.
Max Van says, "On the December 14th show, you guys mentioned Neopets, which reminded me of when I used to play it about 6 or 7 years ago. This was when it was good, before it became a bunch of thinly disguised ads. Anyway, please don't let this happen to Asymmetric when it starts making Flash games." I will always be against ads. I don't know.
We can't be Neopets either.
We could
KOL become a bunch of thinly disguised Flash games, though.
That's true.
But what would they be thin disguises for?
I don't know.
We could make games that were disguised as ads.
That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah. Like it would actually be funny to advertise to punch the monkey, you know, punch the monkey little banners, and you know, you click it and then it takes you to whatever. Like if we just made an actual punch the monkey game that was like a fun game to play, and then, you know,
we could have a whole series of games. We could have a whole series of games that was metaphors for masturbation, like a Wax the Dolphin game, you know, stroke the Pope. I don't actually know a bunch of
a game where you move your hand up and down on a penis until it ejaculates.
That would definitely be a euphemism for masturbation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
I didn't actually realize that Neopets had been around for 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, it's been around for a long, long time.
I was aware of Neopets before I was aware of KOL.
Yeah. I feel like that maybe 99 or 2000 is when it first came about. But I don't think it consisted of much.
That makes me curious. I've never actually, like, played it at all, but I just assumed that it was always based on the merchandise.
They had a toy deal with McDonald's at one point.
Yeah.
They weren't happy.
But no, it started out like us. I mean, it was just like one guy made this game on a website, but it was...
Wow.
Yeah. But his had less alcohol.
I remember playing it back in the day before I started working on KOL and just not... Like, it was one of the games that I played when I was like, God damn it, somebody needs to make a game that doesn't suck, and started making... games like web-based multiplayer games. There was some cyberpunky style game, cyberpunky Brewster. It's like mirror shades and pigtails. I don't really remember anything about Punky Brewster, except later on she had to get breast reduction surgery.
And what?
Didn't she marry Joey Lawrence?
I don't know. Is there something surgery?
Yeah, no. Like, I guess she, whoever that girl, what was her name?
I don't think anyone remembers.
Moon
Unit.
Soleil Fry or something. I might be combining a bunch of other stuff, but Soleil Moon Fry. She had some, I think she had some weird three-part name where none of them were actually names. Hot Stuff is looking it up.
Soleil Moon Fry.
Soleil Moon Fry. Okay.
That's
read about the
wacky.
Read about the breast reduction. Because I guess once, you know, once she was done doing Punky Brewster, she just decided to devote all of her energy to growing gigantic tits.
She's kind of cute now.
That's something you can just sort of decide to do.
Max Van says, part of the... Yeah, no, no, I know. I've been working on mine for a while. It's part of the anime Smiley's critical hit messages tells me to try again Tumaz. What does Tumaz mean? Tumaz was one of the really kind of prevalent sort of among the Melton Mowbray kids in the very early days of KOL, an abbreviation for Of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I see, like, Saws and M8 for mate.
Saws being short, of course, for sorrow. I experienced great, great Saws when I looked upon the corpse of my fallen comrade.
She had whenever I saw my schnoz.
Breast reduction surgery at age 15.
To reduce back pain due to having developed breasts that were disproportionately large for her age and frame.
Her Asian frame.
Her Asian frame, yeah.
She had an Asian frame.
That's the problem, apparently.
Oh, right. And that sideways vagina, I'm sure, did not help.
It goes right up the back. That's why it hurt.
Gleeb says, Boner Dagon Melee Multi.Gife. So, that's, how many ways can you pronounce Melee? It's eight times however many ways there are.
Like, Melee. Rip pronounces it Melee.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Melee. I'm pretty sure, like, if you look it up in the dictionary, it's actually Melee or perhaps Melee.
I always pronounced it Melee.
Vlad Sling Slam says, what's with very clean teeth effect not having effect text? Oh, maybe I forgot to mark it public.
Public?
Oh, no. I'm not logged on to games anymore.
Ah!
Damn it. I almost forget to open my shit.
The shiznit?
Yep.
Wow, it's got three different definitions. Although two of them are just putting the stress on the different syllables.
Really?
Are those stressing different syllables is a valid way of differentiating pronunciation?
In French, maybe.
I guess so, because I mean, why would you know, if it wasn't an important part of the pronunciation information, why would you include it in the pronunciation? I mean, maybe in pronunciation guides that don't tell you which syllable is stressed, but I don't know if there really are any. I never really
thought of stress in words as being part of their pronunciation, but I guess it totally is.
Yeah.
Do we have words that are cognates that are only separated by stress?
I don't think so.
Because that would be, for me, that would be conclusive proof that they actually had different meanings.
Right.
Maybe we do.
I think it's, like, in Japanese there definitely is.
And I know in a lot of languages, there are a lot of tonal languages where the same word, depending on whether it lilts up or lilts down at the end, it'll be, you know, three different words.
Right. A lot of like, Asian languages.
I'm pretty sure English doesn't follow that. Except for fiancé.
How so?
Isn't there a different pronunciation for the male version and the female version?
But, the... One of them has two E's and one of them has one.
Oh,
it's fiance. It's fiance for male and fiance for female.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Pretty sure. I've never even heard fiance.
It's not commonly used.
I
guess that's what I was thinking of. I knew there was a gender differentiation. Yeah.
Fiance is... Oh, no. Hey, fiance is also supposed to be pronounced fiance. But it is spelled differently as well.
Huh.
That's weird. So they're the same pronunciation, exact same pronunciation with one letter
spelling.
Yeah,
I mean it's also kind of the same word, which is gender differences. So
yeah.
That's
a word that I've read and never heard, and so that's why I just assumed it was pronounced differently.
Hmm. Yeah. I never realized. I guess that I'd seen it both ways, but I never realized that it was a gender correspondence. I just thought maybe it was two different ways of
It's like one of the few words in English that actually has gender correspondence like that.
Well, because it's French.
Yeah.
Grayson says, have you guys seen AcroWars.com? It's a web version of the Acrophobia game you guys were talking about last week. The big problem is there's never anyone online. Yeah, you know, so a game that you can't play. I found out that Acrophobia was actually based on an old IRC game that was run by, like, an IRC bot in a channel.
What is Acrophobia?
Acrophobia is
I'll tell you about it. We talked about it on the radio the other day, but
I've got to start listening to the radio shows when I'm not in town.
Can we take a break?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's well.
It's break time.
It's
yeah.
Well time.
It's time to break it down.
I don't know what songs to play. Oh, you know what I could play during the break is I could play one of the archives of a previous show.
That'd work.
You know what? I'm going to do the 8-minute Laurie Anderson Oh Superman song, which I actually like to listen to, but not going to be able to on account of these headphones and Mr. Skullhead not being able to afford speakers. I really need to get some fucking speakers and just put them on his desk while he's not around. So let's listen to that and then Hey Ya, because that gives us enough time to relax for a bit.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
The hand that takes.
upon the plains. Is there American plains? Made in America. Smoking or non-smoking?
Thank you. Yo, yeah. Yeah, don't wanna hit me, you just gonna get me.
Now we are back. We are back from our break. Xenophobe just had to witness something very tragic. I took
my opportunity during the break to cut my own hair.
And then I lost the very last scraps of heterosexuality, at least in terms of my image that I had by helping him finish up the back.
Yeah. Oh God.
I'm sorry, wife. I'm sorry that you leave town for a few days and you come back and I'm gay and a hairdresser.
And on fire.
But, you know.
And on fire. No two hairdressers are not on fire.
Can you squeeze me into an empty page on your diary? Argodi says, for the second familiar equipment, why not have some to make them more likely to act? Whelpaxe 25% more or something would be interesting and a good trade-off for poundage. I feel like, though, that would just have a direct mathematical relationship with an increase in poundage, and one of them would just be
universally superior
to the other. Yeah. Huh. My wife reassures me by saying you were totally gay when I met you, and I love you anyway. Well, thanks dear.
Once you go gay, you'd never stray. Perhaps I don't know.
War Junkie says you said on Monday's show that the topical tiki necklace stacks with Marmot, but do they stack with themselves also? I don't think so, because I thought they were only equipable one at a time. So I don't know. I don't know if I should make them only equipable one at a time, or if I should make them stack. You get a lot of clovers that way.
It's true.
If you were Marmot sign and you had three of those, you'd have
a lot.
Yeah. One every
11 billion turns.
I mean, one every less than... Yeah, I mean, it'd be about one every... What? How does that even work?
I don't remember how the math works.
One every 12 and a half turns.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. Shouldn't make them stack. SomeGuy17 says, why aren't Golden Mr. Accessories able to be polarized? Well, because they're donation items.
We could make Mr. Wads.
Stop propositioning me. Max Van says, can you guys make system messages appear at the top of the screen if you're not in chat?
Do they not show up as events?
No.
Oh. Could they not feed into that same system?
It's the thing is that those most are of the time the messages are only for people who are in chat.
Oh, yeah, because I guess you wouldn't want to log in and have messages about the radio show.
Things like trivial updates, sure. I wouldn't mind doing that, but...
I mean, I can't imagine... The thing is, the people who play but are not in chat, I think, are not logged on for 6 hours at a time, the way the people who are in chat are.
Huh. That's interesting.
I feel like in general, the people who spend a lot of time on are they're on because they're interacting with people in the chat. So, I mean, if it's gonna matter, you know, like oh, I need to change my behavior because of the trivial announcement that was just posted. I feel like you're gonna be in chat, you know, if you're the kind of person who's actually gonna be impacted by that. I don't know. Max Van says, I think the tracks in Seaside Town look like a ladder. Well, I mean, real train tracks look kind of like a ladder.
A Latter Day Saint.
Max Vance says, if you eat fancy but probably evil chocolate and get one with blood in it, the bloody hand effect says that the blood is your own. How is this possible if the blood came from the chocolate? No, it's like, yeah, it's like that spooky story. The blood is coming from inside your body.
Vampire chocolates.
He also says, can you change the comma chameleon code so that all the gender messages are fixed? For example, the messages when a chameleon imitating the messages from a chameleon imitating an astral badger constantly say that he does all the attacking and mushroom finding, even though the chameleon is female.
That
would be a gigantic pain in the ass and not even a little bit worth it. Also, the chameleon mimics the other familiar so comprehensively that it actually does change gender.
Nice.
Creeping Crud says, is there any chance of being able to add combat items to the auto-attack menu? I just permed funk slinging in order to use my two toy mercenaries, and it'd save clicks if I could set that as my auto.
That would be very difficult to do.
Yeah, because...
Not only would you have to select that, but you'd have to select like which one would go in each hand. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. That I can't think of a way... I mean, it wouldn't be, you know, impossible to code it, but to do it in a way that wasn't just god-awful confusing. To try and look at.
Yeah.
Krine says, Dear Jickaphobe, the Raver Giant is described as having elephantine feet. Does this mean he has Sulnds? I don't know what that means.
Me either.
Sulnds.
It doesn't look like a word.
Oh, wait a minute.
It could be an abbreviation.
Okay, apparently... Strong Sad's large elephant-like feet are known as Sulnds and are apparently worth several thousands to poachers. So
weird.
Watts Apple Person says, "You better believe that Riff is sexy." SECKYS or no? SECKYS.
You better believe it.
Oh yeah.
Did I say better?
Yeah.
I meant to say butter.
You better believe it.
Yeah, you better believe. Believe.
Believe.
It's not like Belize.
Or Belinda's.
It's a lot more like Belize than...
Hey there, Belinda.
Mr. Pibb plus Red Vines equals crazy delicious.
Wait, what?
you gotta go to SaturdayNightLive.com and watch the skit called Lazy Sunday. It's this awesome rap video.
It's actually not called that.
Really?
Well, that's the title in the thing, but it's got some other name. Remember when you were trying to find it on YouTube, it would always show up with some other.
Huh? Because I thought the skit was actually called Lazy Sunday. I thought that's what I searched for on Saturday Night Live's site and found it that way. I'm pretty sure it's it.
Chronicles of Narnia is what it's going to be under on that site, I think.
Anyway, it's very funny.
Yeah.
Zumbini 666 says, "Oh, I was planning to do runs with every familiar in order as soon as I finish my Plexi tour, but apparently Marshall beat me to it. Oh well, I'll still do it even if I'm not first." Well, good. I'm sure, it'll be fun. He says it'll be nice to take a break from using a Volley Chan and experiment around a bit, or Volley Con, I guess. Separate thought. I know that no one may know the hour of the Spectral Pickle Factory is coming and going, but does anyone know the day? If that anyone includes someone in the room, could they tell us? I'll tell you what, Hot Stuff is going to blink in Morse code the date of the next time that that the Spectral Pickle.
It's Julian Dane too, so.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. All right.
He's probably going to. Wait, I can't think of anything funny.
So it is revealed.
My eyes are watering now.
He blinks really fast. I hope you guys could catch all that. You have to increase the resolution on your monitor.
Or your speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get higher res speakers. NeoPifex says, the fuzzy dice need a second use. It and the Gruag are not saleable or discardable, but the Gruag can at least be eaten. I've got a pile of fuzzy dice gathering dust that I can't discard, sell, or use. It would be great to be able to do something with a herring. Actually, just it cut off at we. There was a long thread in the dev forum that kind of went nowhere about having like a 4d6 fuzzy dice familiar,
and then it just sort of degenerated. How do you put these together?
Yeah,
you're not good. Right.
Yeah,
which is really funny to read.
Yep. But anyway. Yeah, I don't know what you would do with extra fuzzy dice.
Blow your nose on them.
You could cook them into mincemeat pie because they're diced.
Oh, God.
Minced hair pie because they're fuzzy and diced.
And that works really well.
See, this is the problem, is that those are the kind of ideas that I have when I think about what to do with the extra fuzzy dice. Watts Apple Person says, I was attacking with a kneecapping stick, and I read, you deliver a Pesci-esque blow to the back of his head, 16 points worth of blood ooze out of his ears. It doesn't sound right to me, the last part about the points.
Pints? Yeah. Points? What?
It should probably be 16 damage points worth of blood.
Yeah. Or we could just decide that every hit point equaled 1 ounce of blood, and we could just start referring to them as ounces in a lot of the hit messages.
Well, those knobgoblins in the outskirts really don't have very much blood.
Yeah, their circulatory system is very, very thin. whatever happened to the miss-only message, Crack Rocks the Barbarian? He misses, why don't you write? I mean, he misses you, why don't you write? Yeah. That was always supposed to be like a debugging message. That whole text field wasn't was not supposed to be the way that the output from that game was displayed. Glebe says, how about giving some special message for... No. Oatgan says, I found a bug on the Amazon Music search. Select music in the drop-down menu and then search for Metalocalypse. Some nerd has a distorted sense of reality. I'm going to check that out.
Me too! Quick, to Amazon!
To the Amazon?
Amazon Music search.
I found the Wonder Woman spoof in World of Warcraft.
It comes up with the very best of David Hasselhoff if you search for Metalocalypse. That's very strange.
Huh.
I wonder if this page actually contains the word... No, it does not actually contain the word Metalocalypse. Oh, good old people who work at Amazon. Grayson says, how many turns do you envisage NS13 adding to a reasonably fast hardcore run? I'm saying...
About 350.
1,200.
You won't actually be able to complete the game in hardcore.
Yeah. Sorry. Robo9981 says, there should be a special adventure that occurs when you go to the Grim Grimmicite site with a balloon, rat, or monkey, in which you try to scare away the penguins with your balloon. Sorry, balloon. You could bend... What... I need to write an attack message for the monkey that he bends himself into an approximation of Robert Frost and scares the opponent. Or that could be his other item, is a Robert Frost costume that causes him to start de-leveling instead of doing damage.
I'm not getting this reference.
Yeah, it's from Grim Fandango. You get a balloon animals made by this guy, and one of the things that he will make for you is a balloon animal shaped like Robert Frost. And you can like wave things at these birds to try to scare them, and if you wave the Robert Frost at them, you're like, look out, birds, it's Robert Frost.
That's nice.
Yeah, no, it was. And Naked Juice says, okay, I really need answers from Riff and Hot Stuff for my interview. I'll punch Hot Stuff in the balls until he does it today.
In a gay way.
And then, yeah, no, totally gay way. And then Riff, when he gets back into town, I guess Riff gets back tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll make him do it before we pack feelies.
Which is also totally gay.
Yeah, I can't stop sounding totally gay. If what?
Does he get back before 5:30? Do you think?
I don't
know.
He gets back.
There's a television crew coming in to film some stuff tomorrow.
Oh, here. By the way.
Yeah, sorry. I found out about it a couple days ago.
Wait, what? Did we, like, break some law or something?
Yeah. It's the IRS auditing channel. This is really going to suck. No, it's some television show from some local station that doesn't actually exist yet. It goes on the air in the beginning of the year, like in February, and they're just filming a bunch of segments about entertainment industry in Arizona. So today they theoretically filmed it at Roy's Gallery and about the line of shirts and stuff.
Weird. And then, this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. No, sorry. I mean, I just didn't.
I was just hide in my room. I mean, I've been on camera enough for one lifetime, I think.
I don't know how much you've talked about this on the radio show, but I saw the the animation for the documentary, or part of some of the animation for the documentary, and it's amazingly cool.
Yeah, it really.
I'm looking forward to,
yeah,
to seeing
too.
That whole
me
thing.
Me too. Hogula says, using remote form submission to pick an invalid choice in the Take a Look, It's in a Book adventure in the library should generate a response of, are you sure that's a book? Are you sure it isn't nothing? That's actually very funny.
That is a funny message.
And then there should be a trophy for getting that response.
The Peter Griffin trophy.
Extreme Carl says, my friend told me of a palindrome. 10 animals I slam in a net. Yes.
Go hang a salami on a lasagna hog.
I was listening to Weird Al's thing.
Earlier.
excuse me. Zumbini666 says, damn it, Jick, I've listened to so many of your episodes that I've started to use your speech cadences. Also, could you modify the forum so whenever XXSmootXX posts, it randomly inserts phrases like, this is the best update ever, and I love this new item. Sure. And I'm sorry that you've started to adopt my speech cadences. You can commiserate with Mr. Skullhead, because that used to happen to him all the time. Uber Noodle Boy says, yay, the dead pregnant woman is back. Yeah.
I don't understand that one at all.
It's on the Girls of Loathing calendar.
Yeah, I know, but why is there a dead pregnant girl?
It's not. It's
December.
It's
a stuffed turkey.
Yeah, she's eaten so much Thanksgiving dinner that she's passed out. She's surrounded by bones, which
which means she's dead. Those are her bones.
Oh. Right, she's pregnant, and she was trying to give herself a back alley abortion with her own femur, and she bled to death. Both they're solving the original problem and several future problems. Yeah, and then she got raped just to make it even funnier.
It does make it funnier.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm not saying anything sucks because Crimberween was awesome, but I noticed that tropical paperweights are selling for 100,000 meat, whereas the tiki necklace is over 2 million and the hula elf is over 3 million. Just saying. Well,
people value different things.
Yeah, but also the paperweight is in a totally different category of item than the necklace and the elf. You can compare the necklace and the elf to the ukulele, which is probably also cheaper. But yeah.
So on this David Hasselhoff page that you get if you search for Metalocalypse, apparently the two tags for the CD are Oh God and Yes.
Ron says, do you guys plan on stopping the updates at some point, or will this be the next NetHack? I guess NetHack is kind of in constant development, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time there was an update, though?
Long time ago.
I mean, it was...
It's been like a year at least, I think. Sometimes I try not to think, though.
Someone else says, Driven Crazy and A Bugbear of a Problem both still have nice going in the quest log. there really aren't that many congratulatory phrases.
Yeah, we kind of ran through
In the same way as there really aren't that many different ways to describe an outfit.
Yeah.
You know, a uniform, a costume. We've done pretty good so far. A getup. The last, like, four that I put in have been repeats, though.
Yeah.
Glebe says, when you try and lock the door in the house in the leaflet, it should say, you just locked an open door. Strange, yet symbolically compelling. ACDR says, if Riff is there, just read the forum thread of your first riddle contest, and it rocked. Haven't looked at the answers yet, though I want to break my skull in a couple of places first. And yes, I know that I'm nearly 2.5 years late, but still just wanted to say that. Well, I'm sure he'll see that.
We should, you know what we should do? We should drum up interest in the, mystery hunt for our listeners and try to get them, the ones that are interested in joining our team, to collaborate with us remotely. People who are interested in solving puzzles at a distance.
Okay. Do you want to give them your contact information to get involved with the team, or how?
I don't know how we could do that. I'll have to think about that. We have a couple weeks.
Yeah, post it in the forums. I mean, I would post it in the forums rather than, you know.
Yeah.
Rather than saying something about it on the radio, just because it's going to reach a larger audience.
In the forums.
It's true.
God, my stomach is revolting. In like a you know, political.
Boy,
political upheaval.
Stink on ice. Yeah.
The diversionizer says, did anyone ever figure out that Washerwoman 2 thing with the turns nearing the integer limit? No.
I was waiting for it to happen again before I tried to figure it out.
The thing is, we don't know when it happened to her, so we don't know what to look for in the logs.
Yeah, I mean, I spent half an hour trying to track it down.
What was the issue?
The Washerwoman 2...
Somebody has turns played near the integer limit, like 2 billion turns played. Like, they somehow managed to start with 0 turns played and get a negative early on.
Huh. How is that even possible?
We're
not sure.
I mean, because it's not... The thing is, setting it to -1 wouldn't set it to the integer limit. Because it's not a huge int or whatever. That only happens with unsigned huge int. Like the meat was for a while there on Black Sunday. Feneldar says, why don't all the whips in the game increase damage against lions, or at least raise combat initiative against them, so that it can go along with my safari hat, and if you ever make the chair. Yeah. Bash Orion says, have you guys played Castlevania Aria of Sorrow? Yes, yes. If so, what did you think? I don't remember which one it was. Same as before. Preenyqueezer says, really sorry if this sounds pushy, but is Lyenia back from England yet, or is somebody taking care of botched donations in her absence? She's checking K-mail from where she is.
Is she?
She's maybe 3 days behind now, but I believe she's back
the 30.
She's back the day after tomorrow. So, yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, things are going to be slower than
during the holidays.
Around the holidays, you know. I mean, it's
which
just there's too much stuff going on. And she's not in England yet, so, no.
She's both back from England and not yet back from England.
Yes. Meffin says, for a fun example of the concept of a hand-drawn platformer in Flash, take a look at Fancy Pants Adventure. Oh, I will.
I have, actually. It's good.
Is it good?
Notice that it's on armorgames.com.
Oh, I see. You were talking to me about them. Ron says, why isn't the Pet Rocks equipment goggles? XStanstick says, hey guys, I was just wondering, what is the most successful meat sink, MMG or Raffle House, or maybe a long shot clovering level 30 trophies? Well, clovering level 30 trophies don't really sink any meat.
Raffle House by far.
Yeah. Raffle House by
leaps and bounds.
Not in order of magnitude, because what's the total sunk by the MMG? It's got to be
there's a coin flip total is the global flag.
Is the global, okay.
I would look, but I'm playing with the cat right now.
Oh, I see.
That's why I'm sitting on the floor.
The Raffle House has burned about 3 times as much meat as the MMG.
Really? Only 3 times?
believe so.
Well, the MMG's been running for a lot longer, keep in mind.
Compared to the wrestling. I wonder how much
wrestling hasn't sunk much at all.
That's too bad. We should have figured out some way to encourage more wrestling participation, because I thought that was a neat system.
Hogula says, "Yay, my very own custom avatar! I will hug it and stroke it and call it George. Thanks for finally getting to it. Yeah, thank you for your patience." Let me glance at that one again. Oh, it's so cute. Jonathan says, "Can we please have an auto sell button at the bottom for the newer auto sell page? I keep meaning to do that." Fool Master says, "Dear Jake and other cool people over there, is it intentional that after rollover, 200 is the max adventures, even if you add over 200 before rollover, like 230, because the adventures go back down to 200? Yeah, there has to be a cap somewhere, and it's at 200.
Has been for years. Because, you know, tradition is the best reason to do something.
Yep.
Tradition makes it okay.
Pants Thief says, "Zeno, I sent a picture of the mouse pad I made in the mail. You should get it within the week. Thanks for letting me use the images."
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He contacted me earlier about wanting to use KLL art for this mouse pad that he was making.
Which is then going to sell for $1 billion.
Yes. That will be rich.
Mellowcork says, "Will anyone ever write new consumption messages for the advanced cocktails? Most of them just say you drink the fruity girl drink, even for the ones that aren't fruity or girly."
I tried to a long time ago, but mine weren't funny enough.
Maybe they were too funny. Eek, there's a lure in my dupe says, "Yay, hot stuff, and welcome back to Asking Questions, Archon." Quietus says, "Love the orange and black flavored loose tooth remover candies. Were those meant as a Homestar reference?" No, they were a reference to the same thing that the Homestar Runner thing referenced. But accordingly, 1337 says, "Ooh, should put poker in KOL so we can play with meat." Oh, I imagine you're good enough at playing with your meat without poker. Accordingly, 1337. Did you get how I was implying that he likes to masturbate?
No, I missed that.
Unponderable says, "Would it be possible to remove the one that appears by default in store menus? Too often I have accidentally bought 110 soda waters instead of 10. Well, I don't know.
Write a grease monkey script to do it.
Nico says, "It's two infrared LEDs, one on each end, and the remote has a camera in the front. The distance apart and orientation of the two dots lets it triangulate. The data is transmitted over Bluetooth."
Huh.
So. Bluetooth.
Isn't that a pirate?
Yes. As Zeral says, "People have already figured out how to make the sensor bar wireless," and then links to a, yeah, I mean, I didn't need it. But, you know, good. And he says also, as Errol says, "People have also gotten the Wii working on a PC, and somebody's made a remote control car controlled with it. Lots of hacking has already started slash been done." Yeah, I've seen a lot of it. I've seen a lot of Slashdot stories. Let's see here. Eek, there's a lure in my dupe says, "Hey, Jake, please upload tonight's show promptly as well." Oh, I'll try. Glebe says, "The part of any game that has goats in it is the worst part of said game."
So you don't like the goats in our game either?
I think that was the implication. Bahu says, "Wait, war effort just started in Xeno server. Oh crap, he's not on Blackwater Raiders, is he? I'm stationed there as a Tauren. I don't want to have to kick his ass."
No, I'm on the Fenris server, and I have yet to meet a horde whose ass I couldn't kick.
I believe that's a challenge.
Are you asking for a challenge?
Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, "You got the math for the drop rates very wrong. Assume you get 40 platings or 50 platings and 100 of each other item. Try making things from them. You'll end up with 300 leftover non-platings." Oh.
But you'll get to choose.
Okay, that's a good...
Math is hard.
Well, no, now wait a minute. I can understand what... I guess that's right, though. You end up with five... If you spent 100 turns, and each time you rolled, 1 through 100, you'd end up with 5 platings and 20 each of the other things, which...
Oh, right.
Okay, yeah, that was just stupid then. So how should that have worked then?
If you want to consume everything at equal proportions?
Yeah.
Equal chances for dropping, I guess?
Yeah, but... Huh.
See, I didn't really do a whole lot of thinking when I put in those numbers. It's like, oh, this is good. Was, you know.
Yeah, no, I guess that's really true.
Huh.
Well, I don't think he meant 50 platings and 100 of each other item. I think he meant something that was actually in the proportions that they actually drop in. Fungo the Mildly Annoying also says, Hot Stuff is thinking about lutefisk, which is Norwegian.
Ah, Norwegian.
And Fjorleaf says, so, you know, most people in Sweden don't know what Swedish fish are, at least the ones that I've met.
They need to go to IKEA.
Professor Tank says, Swedish pancakes are more like crepes. More like weirdos. What the hell are they doing here?
Uh-huh.
I didn't actually say that. I said that.
In Holland, that if you go out to a meal and you split the price, it's called going American.
Uh-huh.
That's what I heard.
Oh. Momoka says, with all the bitching about the state of the economy, do you consider it a problem? The economy, not the bitching. Also, I was late to the show, so forgive me if you've taken this. Yeah.
Are you talking about, like, the recent deflationary discussion?
I mean, I don't think so. I think that deflation is good.
Inflation and deflation are not in and of themselves good or bad. They're just sort of economic trends.
But I think that in general, there's going to be a tendency in any game like this for there to be inflation. And so the fact that we're still in a period of deflation means that, you know, it's hasn't started getting worse yet.
Well, I think it's cool that we have cycles. Like
light cycles in Tron?
Yes, like light cycles in Tron. That because we've definitely gotten to a point where it's relatively steady state, and we get some small inflationary periods and some small deflationary periods, and that's neat. You know, that allows for really interesting speculation, in my opinion. People are who sort of invested in items and didn't have a lot of liquid meat. That's kind of gross. Are being stung by the current deflationary period, but you know, that means the people who had a lot of cash on hand are reveling. You see. Or playing Revelry in the morning.
Naked Juice says, Jick, I am telling you, AcroCentral.com has Acrophobia running for real. You know what you actually told me, and Naked Juice says, was if you want to play Acrophobia, go to Acrophobia.com. And that was not at all accurate. So you can yell at me for not understanding what you said earlier, but what you should do is actually, you know that what you said before was wrong. And then a comic where a teacher is explaining that, and that is why, class, we refer to all events earlier than 2003 as BHY, or before Hey Ya. Okay. Dive Vernon says, have any of you ever solved Sokoban in NetHack? If so, what's at the top?
I solve it every run, and there's either a bag of holding or an amulet of reflection, both of which are very useful.
Wow.
So solve it every time you play.
Dive Vernon says, the Robert Frost costume made me laugh so hard I almost choked. Please do that. Rickett says, you're going to add 1,200 turns to my 550-ish turn hardcore runs? How? Oh, you'll see.
Do you really think 1,200?
1,200.
I don't know about 1,200.
Well, I'm going to change the requirements of the Trapzor quest. You need 1,200 goat cheese, and I'm going to make them quest items.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we're going to decrease the frequency at which you encounter goats.
Vashorion says, when are the feelies going to be available? I'm guessing guessing we'll start shipping them out. We're going to need to take a new picture based on some changes that have been made to the contents of it.
I brought my camera.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, the original picture Riff just took with his digital camera that's laying over there, and, and it looked... Well, really?
I took all the photos.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, wow. No wonder it looks so good.
There you go.
Professional photographer.
At work.
Anyway, but you can fake having good lights or whatever.
We did it with sunlight.
No. Well, okay.
Which we haven't had any.
Yeah, we haven't had any of that. Anyway, I kind of feel like, you know, we should just wait until Riff gets back to do anything. The good news though, the feelies will probably go into the store at the same time as the tiny plastics, which are finally here.
Yeah.
In giant piles of giant boxes in the giant garage.
Yeah, it was fun getting those things off the truck. It's like,
what did they do? Did they have like a forklift or?
Yeah, they had like a sort of a hand truck with a forklift on it.
Oh, one of the,
you know, the
like
deals?
Crazy hydraulic things.
Yeah,
I don't understand how those work because it doesn't seem like they could possibly be counterweighted.
I don't really know either, but it was fun because the stacks were all sort of like off balance, and I had to sit there trying to prop it up while the guy lowered the hydraulic lift on the truck. And so that was just loads of fun, but we got him there and no one died, so I figured it was okay.
Luckily, they'll all sell out within the first week, so it won't be much of a problem for very long.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. I guess we have to figure out how we're going to pack them.
Yeah.
But you got pictures, right? There are already
pictures.
Yeah,
all the photos are done.
Everything is just kind of ready to go to drop in there.
Yep.
I guess we could use the original picture. I mean, we don't have to take another picture of the Feelies pack stuff, because the only thing that's changed is the Mr. Accessory. You can just Photoshop it in there. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. One of the items in it is different on these new ones. I did spend the entirety of yesterday putting rocks in bags. We have 300 bags of rocks.
298.
No, 300 now.
There were 289, and then, as of today, we figured it out, and there are actually 300.
With a whopping total of one leftover.
Yeah, one leftover rock.
That's really good.
Yeah, that was nuts. Like, you know, all right, yeah, we'd like 300 of these bags and, you know, 7 pounds or 70 pounds, I think, of each of these rocks. And somehow it worked out to within one rock of exactly the right number of rocks. And actually, you know, minus all the ones that Riff pulled out, all the ones that had jagged edges and stuff, and there were some that were broken or, like, too small to use or discolored or something. Glebe says Fancy Pants Adventure is awesome.
I mean, it's okay. It's not like mind blowing.
Hey, there.
It's also
Fancy Pants.
Like only the first level or two is done, and the rest of it is sort of will be done eventually someday, kind of thing.
Space says pistons push the front wheels down in the Hall of Forks.
I'm assuming that's talking about the pallet jack.
The pallet jack, yeah, but I'm trying to picture how that works. I mean, is there something supporting
forks.
It underneath that
There's wheels on each. Or is there not a wheel in the front? How does it roll into the pallet?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't think that, I mean, I sort of thought that you slid it in there and then you could just kind of jack up the pallet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
That's how it
works. So, I mean, what keeps it from tipping over is the question.
Luck and
maybe what he's saying is that as you sort of pump up the pallet jack, the wheels in front sort of get lowered and go through the slats in the pallet or something. Maybe.
But how would you pull it back off the truck? Because suddenly it's way up in the air.
The pallet?
Yeah. You've got the pallet jack
ground. You can release the hydraulics, and then it settles.
Yeah, but what stops it from falling over is what I'm saying. Like, the pallet full of heavy stuff is in the truck, which is at, like, waist level, right? You put the pallet jack on the ground, raise up the fork, put it in the pallet, and lift up the thing.
Are you talking about... Okay, the truck should usually have a elevator thing. We should have a hydraulic lift in the back of the truck, in the back of the axle.
Okay.
And that'll lower it to ground.
So they use the jack to move the pallet onto the lift and then lower it and then put the jack on the ground and then pick it up that way?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, whenever we were taking the toys off, he took the little forklift hand truck, so slid it under there, then pumped it up so where that way we could move it. Then we moved it onto the hydraulic ramp, and then I held it so it wouldn't tip over because it was a little bit off balance.
Oh, geez, that's scary.
Yeah, it was. And while he lowered the hydraulic lift on the truck down to ground level, then we took the hand truck and carted the pallet off of the ramp and then into the garage, and then he lowered the hand truck and we went and got the other one. Same way.
I'll be interested to see how these things sell.
I'm guessing that people will send us money and we will send them the items.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. If you were hoping for some sort of barter economy, I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I was hoping for porn. Oh, let's see. I think we're finally out of questions. Spates says it rides on three wheels. A forklift has big weights on the back to keep it from tipping over, but if you lift too much, a forklift will tip over. Mojo Tech says, hey, if you want to cause lots of deflation, just square root all of the meat in the economy every Sunday at Rollover, not just the ones in stores. That way you'll piss everyone off.
That's what we strive to do here at Asymmetric Publications, is piss everyone off equally. We're an equal opportunity piss off.
Would that cause deflation? I guess it would. A reduction in the supply of currency equals deflation.
Right? But because it would be square rooting, the rich would be hit the hardest.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, I'm about hitting the rich the hardest. That and the prosthetic testicle. I was talking about how awesome it would be if you got testicular cancer. You specifically, hot stuff.
Me.
I was talking about how awesome it would be. No, you got testicular cancer, so then you had like a fake rubber testicle inside your sack. So you'd be able to like, at parties, you'd be able to like, hey guys, check out how tough I am. And then you'd like whip your nuts out and set them on a table and just like punch the prosthetic nut really hard. And then they would think that you were a total badass. But then if you got drunk and accidentally punched the wrong nut, you'd be like, yeah, I'm a badass. Who needs to go to the hospital right now?
You could like bounce the rubber nut off of like buildings and stuff.
Yep.
I still have problems with the whole whip out your nuts at a party image. I don't know. That's just not something that I have experienced.
I've never seen anyone do that at a party, much to my
Really? Thing. Nobody ever showed you the chicken heart? I've been at a party where somebody whipped out his nuts.
Okay, now that you mention it, actually, I have, at my fraternity, there was one time when someone was sort of, I think, inadvertently walking around in their boxers and their nuts were hanging out.
Their nuts, but not their dick?
Yes. Yeah.
That seems like it'd be really hard to do by accident.
Well, yeah. This particular guy had a medical problem with it. He had, engorged testicles. So they're just, like, gigantic. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Something you didn't really want to see.
That is gross. Yeah, no, I as opposed to all the nut sacks that I do want to see, I can't think of any. Unponderable says, they make rubber nuts for show dogs who've been spayed. I saw it on Penn & Teller. Bullshit. It's quite bizarre. Oh, Penn & Teller's bullshit. I see. Wasamatiu says, could there be a chat command that would give you a list of everyone upon whose belief list... Actually, give you a list of every upon whom's belief list you are on, which is so many different kinds of wrong.
And
no. Sorry. It's not a good idea for us to give people that information.
It's a vehicle for drama.
All it's going to do is get people all butthurt and...
Drama mobile.
I wonder if the drama mobile was going really fast and made you motion sick, if drama mean would help you.
Do you think that we'll ever make a game that's purely for Heart-style players? Some sort of really convoluted chat client that had some sort of game attached, but it was really all about feelings?
I don't know. Animal Crossing?
I don't know how to feelings.
I really like the Wii's sort of Animal Crossing-esque
the
elements.
Me.
Where you get to bring your friends into your games as sort of like background. That's kind of
neat. I just like making really scary ones and watching them show up in the baseball diamond. Should check out the one on Rift's Wii that's Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I saw that. Was that
How is that Hasselhoff?
It's just a random name that I thought of.
Huh.
I see.
There have apparently been a lot of people playing that Wii. There's a ton of
yeah. There's my brother, my mom, and Stacy and Aaron.
Sly, everyone, and there's one of me that's just terrible. The one of me at home actually looks like me, because my wife spent a lot of time refining it.
The one of Riff looks like Riff.
Yeah, it looks exactly like Riff.
Okay,
are we about done?
Can we not be on the radio now?
Anika Ju says, I just realized that the three people on radio now all have valuable first initial letters in Scrabble. Is H that valuable?
I think, his first real names.
I don't think so, because it would have to be X.
Really?
I think so.
I think J is a pretty...
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's talking about game names. Probably H is worth more points.
I don't think so.
Let me see if...
he's going to go look it up.
Yeah, let me see if Scuzzle...
Scuzzle
Bungie is ready to go.
Sponge Monkey?
By that, I mean Merrick, who is going to be awesome. You'll see. I should pick a song. Song.
Whoa. Different language Scrabble sets have different letter frequencies.
Neat.
For some reason, the Bulgarians get 3 blank tiles, and the Arabic set gets 4 blank tiles.
How many letters are there in the alphabet?
That's a good question. I don't know. Lots.
More than one.
All I need to do is find a song, and then we can stop being on the radio.
Radio!
H is only worth 4 points. That's interesting. So the 5 highest, in English, the 5 highest scoring tiles are K, J, X, Q, and Z.
Oh, so I guess he was basing that on our real names, because all of our real first initials are in that list.
Yeah.
Huh. And all of our... all of our game first initials except yours. So all both of us. yeah, I'm gonna leave you with some Corn Mo, and then you'll be glad to be over and done with the Corn Mo in the loving arms of Merrick. All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye.